August 28, 1938. How an act in the divine will contains all and loves all. How everyone runs in this act. Every act done in my will is a day that she acquires. I continue to cross the sea of the divine will, in which it seems that all things are mine, light, sanctity, love, and I feel them assailing me from every side, to give themselves to me. And my sweet Jesus, visiting my little soul, told me, "My daughter, don't be surprised. As the creature enters my will, all created beings feel an irresistible force causing them to run toward one who is operating in my will, because, in order to operate, my will wants the courting of all of its works first, since it is inseparable from anything it has done. Second, because in operating, everything and everyone has to take part in what it does, in order to be able to say, as a matter of fact, my act belongs to everyone. It rises to heaven, delighting all the celestial regions, then it goes down in the lowest depth of the earth and becomes step, work, word and heart of all. If I didn't centralize everything and everyone in my act, the strength of communication would be lacking. The strength that allows everyone to receive my act full of life that with one act can give life to all, sustain and delight all, do good to all. Therefore when I operate, all things created by me run and close themselves in that act, to receive new life, beauty and happiness, and they all feel honored and glorified in my act. When the creature enters my will and is about to operate to love, nobody wants to be put aside, so they run. The Most Holy Trinity runs, the Virgin Queen runs, because we want the primacy in that act. And then everyone and everything runs, except those who, ungrateful, not knowing such a good, don't want to receive it. In one act in my will there can be prodigies so great, that the creature is not able to say them all. In fact, you must know that she does everything that all other creatures should do. If she thinks in my will circulates in every creature's thought, while she, being in my will, circulates together with it, giving me the honor, love, glory and adoration of every thought. The creatures don't know anything about it, but I, who am aware of everything, receive the glory of all created minds. If she speaks in my will, since mine is the voice of each word, I feel as if I were receiving in return the glory and love of every word. If she walks in my fiat, being the step of every foot, she gives me the love and the glory of each step, and so on for all the other things. But the creatures don't know anything about it. Through one living in my will, I take the glory that they should give me. These are secrets between me and the one who lives in my will. And there is even more. She gives me the glory and the love that the lost souls should give me. The communicative virtue of my fiat reaches all, gives all to everyone, and receives all. One who doesn't give all has the right to receive from all, but to do so the soul must live in our volition united with us, wanting what we want. My will did this in my humanity, feeling loved, glorified and satisfied for all in each single act I did. It did this in the Queen of Heaven, and if it hadn't found in her acts, love that loved it for all glory and satisfaction for all I, the Eternal Word, wouldn't have found the way to descend from heaven to earth. Therefore one act in my will can give me all, love me for all, and make me do the greatest excesses of love and works toward the creatures. And when, in my will, I find her in the steps of all, loving me in their thoughts and words, my joy is such that, in my emphasis of love, I say to her, "You are doing what I did. For this, I call you my echo, my love, little echo of my life." Such was the fullness of his love while saying this, that he kept silent. Then he added, "My daughter, blessed one, every act done in my divine will by the creature is like a day for her. A day full of happiness and of all goods. If she does 10, 20 acts, she acquires so many days. In these days she takes the sky as her own and, being still on earth, she takes the sun, the wind, the air, the sea as her own. Her nature takes the most beautiful blossoms that never wither. Oh! What a beautiful appearance she will make once in our celestial fatherland. For as many acts done in my will, she will possess as many days, each one with its own different sun. Its blue sky studded with stars. Its murmuring sea. Its whistling wind whispering and blowing impetuous, dominating love. Nor will even the most beautiful blossoms be lacking one different from the other, for as many acts as she has done in my will. Nothing beautiful and good will be lacking to one who lived in my eternal fiat. Then I continued to wander in the acts of the divine will, and my poor mind got lost in the enchantment of creation. How many wonderful surprises, how many secrets of love are contained in it and the most beautiful work of the creation, man. And my Jesus continued, my daughter, I can call the creation of beings and the creation of man my two arms, because they were in the divinity since eternity, and in delivering them I never detached them from me. I considered them as my limbs, in which I let flow the life, the motion, the strength, the creative and preserving virtue. The arm of the creation of beings serves the arm of the creation of man, but in that arm, I myself had to serve man, and I still do it, now with light, now with wind, now with air to make him breathe, now with water to soothe his thirst, now with food to feed him and even with earth, to let him enjoy the most beautiful blossoms and abundance of fruits. In this arm I put myself at man's service. My love wouldn't let me care about anything else. I ran to him, through the created things, and carried him, as if in my arms, so that all things could bring him joy and happiness. In this arm I find all things the way I delivered them. Nothing got lost, not even a drop of light. Nothing has changed, everything that was given is in its place of honor, giving me the glory of my eternal love. They reveal me, who am he who is who had created them, my power, my inaccessible light, my unreachable beauty. Each created thing is a story of my eternal love and of how much I love the one for whom all things were created. Now, from the creation of beings I went to the creation of man. How much love in creating him! Our divine being poured love and, in creating him, our love was flowing, investing every fiber of his heart, every tiny little piece of his bones. Our love laid in his nerves. We made it also flow in his blood. We invested his steps, motion, voice, heartbeat and each one of his love thoughts. When our love molded him it filled him so much that in every created thing, even in his breath, he had to give his love, just as we loved him in everything. Then our love reached the excess of breathing over him to leave him our love breath. For completion and crowning we created our image in his soul, providing it with memory, intelligence and will, remaining in him as our bearer. Therefore man is united to us as limbs, and we are within him as if in our house. But, how much suffering we receive from him. Our love is not in force. Our image is there, but it is not recognized. Our house is full of enemies that offend us. We can say that man changed our destiny as well as his own. He turned upside down our designs for him. And he keeps causing pain to our arm, which continues to love him and to give him life. My daughter, our love wants to reach the greatest excesses. It wants to save our arm, which is man, and put him back in order at any cost. We will be forced by our love to breathe over him again, to cast away his enemies and ours. We will cover him again with our love, letting the life of our majesty, sanctity, power and wisdom enter into him, having our creature in this disorder that dishonors us so much. Oh no! We will triumph in man, and the certain sign is that we are manifesting the wonders of our will as well as how to live in it. If we didn't do so, our power would be altered, as if we were incapable of saving our work, our very arm. This cannot be. It would be as if we were not able to do what we want. Oh no! No. Our love and our will conquer and will triumph in everything.